Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Today, this mask ordinance has, it's not an ordinance. It's an executive order, right? The governor says everybody must now wear masks in public and in certain locations and a number of other things. Now, there are some people, and I'm going to count myself amongst them, who have worn a mask in the past. I'm not particularly disturbed or upset or outraged by me making the choice to wear it, right? I understand that it can protect other people, and I understand that it, in many cases, will make other people feel more comfortable. Okay, I am willing to do that. What I have some real concerns with, and I think a lot of Virginians do, trying to figure out what the governor is really doing with this mask measure. State Senator Siobhan Dunavant, who is my state senator, so I'm very happy about that, is also a doctor, OBGYN, and has been a frequent guest on the program, and I'm just thrilled to bring her in because she's got a letter to the governor we need to talk about. Senator, thanks for being here.
I'm happy to be here, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It is always our pleasure. So share with everybody this letter you sent to the governor.
So the letter I sent to the governor was to really initiate a conversation, a collaboration. I really think that one of the bright spots of this horrible COVID situation is how well Virginians and America responded to protect each other when we knew a looming crisis faced us. And I would like to capitalize on that ability of us to work together to further accomplish our next goal, which is to reopen the economy. And my problem with the mask mandate is twofold. One is, I think it's the wrong way to motivate people to wear masks, and I think it's probably a good idea we wear masks as we go through phase two anyway and figure out more data. You know, it's 10 weeks since we did stay at home. We have learned so much about COVID. We know so much more. Give us 5 weeks, we'll know a lot more about masks. But for right now, I think mask wearing is a small trade-off to make to get back to phase two. What's happening now, though, is instead of talking about phase two, instead of talking about how our small businesses get back into their economic generation and hiring their employees, we have kind of deteriorated to a fight over masks. So the mandate, it disincentivizes instead of incentivizes mask wearing, and it's distracting us from our unified vision of moving forward to both protect health and reopen the economy. I think we can do a better job of communicating with Virginia, inspiring them on a path for us to do this together and wear enough masks that we protect those at risk and also open the economy faster.
State Senator Siobhan Dunavant is joining us. She has sent a letter to Governor Ralph Northam. I think we've got that posted on our website as well. Part of the problem that a lot of us have, Siobhan, is that the governor, quite frankly, has very little respect or credibility with most of us. And It was what little bit was there was stripped away when, after he lectured the Commonwealth about the importance of masks, et cetera, and social distancing, he spends a day in Virginia Beach high-fiving, hugging, kissing, just violating all of his own recommendations, and in some cases, these executive orders, and then turns around and says, oh, you know, I forgot my mask. I left it in the car. Well, I call the horse hockey on that because he's got staffers. We all know that he's not driving himself anywhere, and he's got his aides. It would have been the easiest thing if he really cared. I think that's the takeaway most of us get. If he really thought this was important, he would have said to somebody, hey, do me a favor, go back to the car, get that mask. He didn't do it. He certainly didn't forget his social distancing ideas, did he? I mean, he was up, you couldn't get any closer with some of the people in those photos.
It was painful. I won't kid you. It was painful, Jeff. And I have to say that there's so many, and I'm going to say it this way. I have a kind of brain that stays focused on the goal. Mm-hmm. And I generally determine how to get there by talking to subject matter experts, to looking at data, to looking at studies and building on science. And for me, I'm trying really hard to keep us all focused on the information that helps us actually achieve what we want. I'm worried about Virginia. I'm worried about the economy. I'm worried about everybody's health. And I get really frustrated with stupid things that detract us from doing the really important things.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, for me, it's painful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's painful. And I would dare say that the end result of the Northam conduct is that even if this is very important information, even if it is thoroughly legitimate and backed up by everything, his buffoonery just it strips that away. And again, a lot of folks in the real world look at him and say, "Look, he's a clown. He's in far over his head, and so we're not going to listen to him on a lot of these issues." And I guess the other question, let me ask you this. State Senator Siobhan Donovan is joining us. Again, my state senator represents Henrico and a very lucky piece of Hanover, I would dare say, which happens to be where I am. There are other folks who are saying, no, wait a minute. If this were so important, if these masks really would have been effective, wouldn't it have made sense to do this mandate 10 weeks ago, to even say, you know what, this Monday, why would you say we're taking an additional 5 days where everybody can go willy-nilly spreading all sorts of respiratory agents around? I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, here's the thing, is that I'll start by saying I know that it gets frustrating. I don't think being frustrated with the governor is the right reason to decide not to adopt a certain behavior. I want to challenge everybody to use the best evidence and a strategy of how to get to their goal as the motivation for how they decide their behavior. He is our duly elected governor. And he has a lot of power in making these decisions. I think it's better to work to motivate him to see a different viewpoint. And I think that's how we're going to get what we want, which is opening the economy faster. We still don't know what that looks like. You know, I've been talking to so many small business people from my district that are in crises. The money from the federal government, from the payroll protection plan, runs out in the next couple of weeks. And businesses they need to be able to plan in order to succeed. And what I would love for us to be talking about instead of masks is, okay, we're going to go to phase two on this date unless one of these five things happen, and then it's not safe to go. That's a constructive conversation. Mm-hmm. That's a template that businesses can respond to and develop a business plan. We're going to go to phase three by this date unless this, this, and this happen. We know there are finite decision points that are being used, but we don't get those. We get, I'm going to let you know if we're going to do that. Maybe it'll be next week. That's not how businesses function. And so for the mask, here's my take on it. I've seen data that persuades me that it is the lesser evil for us to use masks for now until we know more, unless you have a medical condition or some other extenuating circumstance. There's a study out of the United Kingdom that looked at transmission of the virus, and it basically said, look, for people who were in populations where 80% of the population wore masks after they left the stay-at-home order, that was the least amount of transition in a population. Here's the other thing we know. We know that healthcare workers have one of the lowest rates of infection of anybody out there. Of all the new tests when they were checking in April, healthcare workers only made up 3%. Mm-hmm. 66% were people who had stayed home and had been compliant with a stay-at-home order. So something that the healthcare workers are doing, and it may very well be the hand washing, and it may be, you know, cleaning the surfaces, and it may be the mask wearing so they're not spreading it around in the isolation, something there's working. We don't know everything yet.
Right.
But there's, you know, there's certainly that we know that this is a droplet transmission. Wearing a mask decreases the amount of droplets you put on surfaces. So for me, I'm not telling you we know absolutely the science is there, but there is some reasonable deductive reasoning that you can use to say, hey, it might help. More importantly, there are obstacles to going back to work because people are so afraid of transmission. Let's use this as a crutch. Let's use this as an in-between step between staying at home and, you know, fully being back to where we were. And I think if we have that kind of conversation, we go, okay, I get it. I'm in. I want to protect other people. I want to get to the economy. I want to get to phase two. So let's all do this together. I wish those were the conversations we were having, but I really want the administration to give us a concrete template of what phase two and phase three look like, because our businesses need it.
I couldn't agree with you more, but I'm going to be perfectly blunt, and I don't mean to be nasty. I don't think Ralph Northam is capable of that. I think he is a. I think he's an empty suit. I think he is doing the bidding of the furthest left wing folks in his party who said, "Look, you're too dopey to know that you shouldn't be in blackface or a Klan hood, but we're going to keep you around because we, God forbid, we would have a Republican sitting in that governor's office." And so I think he's got a script written for him by the 20-year-old staffers up there, and he's reading it. You know, the other concern I have, and I hear this from business owners, is, okay, so who's enforcing this? Again, the governor says, oh, it's a Department of Health thing, but they're already overworked. I don't know how they go out and enforce this in any way. Plus, he makes it a class one misdemeanor, if I understand it. So just by the use of that, it seems to me he's thrown it back into the arena of law enforcement, who frankly are understaffed and ill-equipped to enforce this.
Well, I agree. I saw today articles in the newspaper where he was saying it's personal responsibility. Well, if it's personal responsibility, then don't say it's a mandate.
Right.
And give me a good reason to wear it. And, you know, the Department of Health, I want them doing other things that are really important right now and not policing mask wearing. And if it's an issue of him wanting the businesses to ask people to wear masks, then ask the businesses to ask people to wear masks. But you're not being clear in communicating what you actually want. And I do agree that the enforcement is a problem. And what I read from the articles today from the newspaper is that essentially there is going to be no enforcement, which makes it even more frustrating. And so, again, it derails us and frustrates us and causes unnecessary negative emotional input to, you know, a goal that we really need to put a lot of effort into. And that is restarting the economy, and all of our energy should be focused right there. And there's no reason we can't agree on that. And, you know, there's no reason that everybody can't say, sure, I want people to be safe and I want to get back to work. I want both.
Well,
so
again,
I think
you are preaching to the choir on this one.
I
wish
know.
That degree of clarity were evident in the executive branch as it is in your statements.
May be the point of my letter is that I think I'm preaching to the entire choir of Virginia.
Yeah.
I think that everybody in Virginia agrees with that. And it would be nice just to share that vision and bring them on board and lead with a vision instead of lead with a penalty.
Well, fair enough. Listen, I appreciate you taking time for us. I am on board with what you're doing, and I look forward to a day that we're back to some semblance of normal. That would be wonderful. Listen, I hope you have a marvelous weekend. Again, thank you for making time for us.
Thank you, Jeff.
That is State Senator Siobhan Donovan, MD. I think she's got great insight. I think her information there is spot on. Quite frankly, I think she is much more on target in a positive, powerful way than Ralph Northam could ever hope to be. Who knows? Maybe Governor Siobhan Donovan would be able to do something. Just a thought. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.